Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today, useful language, saying you're sorry, apologies or apologizing. The sentences that I selected for you to listen to and to repeat are useful in conversations and also in letter writing or note writing. First, I'd like to tell you that on the post accompanying this audio, you will find the link to the TPE website where you will find the list of sentences I'm about to read. Now, some language notes. We can say sorry for something and sorry for doing something, or sorry about something and sorry about doing something. You have to remember that after for and about, if we use a verb, we need to use the ing form. A second thing I wanted to say is about spelling. Apologize can be spelled with a Z or a Z or with an S. Both are possible in US American English and in British English, but US American English generally uses the Z version, and British English tends to use the S version. Okay? Then I would like you to notice something else. If we want to say pedir perdón, in English we say to say you are sorry or to apologize. And this to say you are sorry is very similar to saludar, to say hello, despedirse, to say goodbye. Dar las gracias is to say thank you. Dar recuerdos is to say hello from me, to say hello to her. Well, now let's get started. Sorry for any inconveniences caused. Sorry for any inconveniences caused. We are sorry for any trouble we may have caused. We are sorry for any trouble we may have caused. Sorry about missing class today. Sorry about missing class today. Sorry about not going to class lately. Sorry about not going to class lately. I'm sorry about having missed my lessons lately. I'm sorry about having missed my lessons lately. I'm sorry about missing my classes lately, but I had to stay long hours at work. I'm sorry about missing my classes lately, but I had to stay long hours at work. Then one day when I got to class, there was another teacher. Then one day when I got to class, there was another teacher. I was all mixed up. I was all mixed up. I thought it was the wrong classroom. I thought it was the wrong classroom. Now imagine you are speaking on your mobile as you rush to a meeting because you are late, okay? What do we say? We say this. I'm so sorry I won't be able to make it on time. I'm so sorry I won't be able to make it on time. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. Sorry again. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. Sorry again. I'm sorry about not making it on time. I'm sorry about not making it on time. Sorry about making you wait. Sorry about making you wait. In these two sentences, you can compare the negative ing form and the positive ing form about not making it on time or about making you wait, okay? I would like to apologize for being late. I would like to apologize for being late. I would like to apologize for my being late. I would like to apologize for my being late. I would like to apologize for failing to arrive on time. I would like to apologize for failing to arrive on time. Please pronounce the V, arrive. I would like to apologize for forgetting about our meeting. I would like to apologize for forgetting about our meeting. I would like to apologize for forgetting about our appointment. I would like to apologize for forgetting about our appointment. Let me apologize for being so late. Let me apologize for being so late. And then you can give the person some flowers or a kiss to show how much you care. And a more formal option is, allow me to apologize for being late. Allow me to apologize for being late. I'm sorry for taking so long to write back. This is obviously a reply to an email, okay? Or to a letter. And then you can add things like, I've been really busy lately, or I was really busy last week, okay? Non-stop busy. So let me say it again. I'm sorry for taking so long to write back. I've been really busy lately. I'm sorry for taking so long to write back. I've been really busy lately. Sorry about the delay. Sorry about the delay. Sorry about what I said. Sorry about what I said. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. He apologized for his remarks. She apologized for her remarks. I'm sorry about the things I said. I'm sorry about the things I said. This is what students are always writing when they use our forums, the DP forums. Sorry for my possible mistakes. Sorry for my possible mistakes. I'm sorry about any mistakes I may have made. I'm sorry about any mistakes I may have made. Sorry for my possible mistakes in spelling. Sorry for my possible mistakes in spelling. Sorry for my possible mistakes in grammar. Sorry for my possible mistakes in grammar. Sorry for using the wrong word. Sorry for using the wrong word. This sentence is a bit different to the other ones because here you have already realized that you made a mistake in one word, okay? So now you are saying sorry about something you know that has happened. And the other three examples were saying sorry before knowing whether you had made a mistake or not. Okay? Sorry for using the wrong spelling. Sorry for using the wrong spelling. I'm sorry about the mistakes in my previous post. I'm sorry about the mistakes in my previous post. I was in a rush. I had no time to proofread it. I was in a rush. I had no time to proofread it. I'm sorry about the mistakes in my previous post. I'm sorry about the mistakes in my previous post. I was in a rush. I had no time to check it. I was in a rush. I had no time to check it. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Sorry about last night. Sorry about last night. Sorry for getting you into trouble. Sorry for getting you into trouble. My apologies. My apologies. My deepest apologies. My deepest apologies. My most sincere apologies. My most sincere apologies. I'm sorry about what happened. I'm sorry about what happened. I'm sorry about what's happened. This is more recent. You are still feeling the consequences. Fresh, okay? It's fresh. I'm sorry about what's happened. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about everything. I'm sorry about everything. Sorry for forgetting. Sorry for forgetting. Sorry about forgetting to bring the CD. Sorry about forgetting to bring the CD. Sorry about losing your book. Sorry about losing your book. So now you take a new copy of the book and offer it to the person and add, please accept this new copy. Please accept this new copy. Sorry about losing your book. Please accept this new copy. Sorry about losing your book. Please accept this new copy. I'm writing this note to tell you how sorry I am for having forgotten to call you back the other day. I'm writing this note to tell you how sorry I am for having forgotten to call you back the other day. Let's try again because this is a long sentence, okay? I'm writing this note to tell you how sorry I am for having forgotten to call you back the other day. I'm writing this note to tell you how sorry I am for having forgotten to call you back the other day. Sorry for getting you wet. Sorry for getting you all wet. This is supposing you spilled a glass of water on someone, or supposing you were driving by and you splashed someone on the street. Some people never say they are sorry. Some people never apologize. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, here's a language note about that. I want to remind you that there are three different that. There's a that is just a conjunction, a link. It doesn't mean anything. When I say, I said that I wanted to go to the cinema this afternoon. Well, that is nothing. It's just a link. And we can omit it. I said I wanted to go to the cinema. I said that I wanted to go to the cinema. Okay? Then there is a that is a pronoun, a relative pronoun. And we use it instead of which or who. If this pronoun is the subject of the clause, of the relative clause, we cannot omit it. Like, the girl that is eating chips. The girl that is eating chips. This that is who. The girl who is eating chips. And we cannot omit it because it is the subject of is eating. And then sometimes the relative pronoun is not the subject. The girl that you are looking at. The girl who you are looking at. You is the subject of the relative clause. So we can omit the relative pronoun. We can say, the girl you are looking at, with the omission. Or we can write it. We can, or say it. We can say, the girl that you are looking at. The girl who you are looking at. It's better to say, the girl you're looking at, because we tend to omit the relative pronoun if it's not the subject of the relative clause. Okay, and then there's a third that. There's the demonstrative adjective or demonstrative pronoun. That house, a demonstrative adjective. That house over there, that one, okay? And then, I like that thing, that whatever. And that is also a demonstrative, but here it is a pronoun, because we are omitting the noun which the pronoun replaces, okay? After this long explanation, let's continue our listening and repeating exercise. I'm sorry to hear you are not feeling well. I'm sorry to hear you are not feeling well. I'm sorry to hear you won't be coming. I'm sorry to hear you won't be coming. I'm sorry to hear you missed your flight. I'm sorry to hear you missed your flight. I'm sorry to hear you missed your train. I'm sorry to hear you missed your train. I'm sorry to hear you're having problems at home. I'm sorry to hear you're having problems at home. I'm sorry to hear you were attacked. I'm sorry to hear you were attacked. I'm sorry to hear you were mugged. I'm sorry to hear you were mugged. I'm sorry to hear your house was burgled. I'm sorry to hear your house was burgled. I'm sorry to hear your car was stolen. I'm sorry to hear your car was stolen. Now, I'm sorry to hear about, okay? I'm sorry to hear about your kids being away. I'm sorry to hear about your kids being away. Structurally speaking, the following sentence is complicated and I'm not going to explain it. But if you have questions about this structure, the grammar in this sentence, please post your questions on the TP forum. This is sentence number 49, okay? I'm sorry to hear about your kids being away. I'm sorry to hear about your kids being away. I'm sorry to hear about your situation. I'm sorry to hear about your situation. I'm sorry to hear about your job loss. I'm sorry to hear about your job loss. About your job loss. About your job loss. Okay? I'm sorry to hear about your exam results. I'm sorry to hear about your exam results. I'm sorry to hear about your condition. I'm sorry to hear about your condition. A condition is an illness that you have, okay? I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis and wish you a speedy recovery. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis and wish you a speedy recovery. I'm sorry to hear about your bad back. I'm sorry to hear about your bad back. I'm sorry to hear about all your troubles. I'm sorry to hear about all your troubles. I'm sorry to hear about your accident. I'm sorry to hear about your accident. I'm sorry to hear about your mother. For instance, when something went wrong, okay? When something went wrong. I'm sorry to hear about your father. I'm sorry to hear about your sister's husband. Well, this is just to illustrate that you can use the Saxon genitive too, okay? Your friend's friend, your friend's lover, whatever. So, I'm sorry to hear about your sister's husband. Okay, the husband of your sister, but we don't say that so much. Expressing condolences. When somebody dies or something, and you talk to the person you know, you say, my condolences, my condolences. Or you write a note and you say, you send some flowers and you say, this is to convey my deep condolences to you and your family. This is to convey my deep condolences to you and your family. When you're speaking to the person, you say, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Please notice that the verb is to lose, lost, lost. That the adjective is lost. I am lost. I am lost. And that the noun, the name, is loss with a double S, not with a T. Okay? I'm sorry to hear your friend passed away. I'm sorry to hear your friend passed away. To pass away is a phrasal verb for the verb to die. Okay? Well, enough of that. And now the last section is reacting to an apology. So when somebody says that he or she is sorry about something, you can say, please don't apologize, and then write a little smiley, okay? A smiley face. Or you can say, or write, there's no need to apologize. There's no need to apologize. Or, never mind, never mind. Don't be sorry for that. Don't be sorry for that. Or please don't worry. Please don't worry. And these two are very, very common. You say, it's okay, don't worry. It's okay, don't worry. Or, it's okay, I understand. It's okay, I understand. If people apologize because they are making questions, well, that's too much, because you shouldn't apologize for that. So you say, never apologize for asking questions. Never apologize for asking questions. Another is, it's okay, but please be more careful next time. It's okay, but please be more careful next time. Or, it's okay, but please don't do it again. It's okay, but please don't do it again. And then, when people say, my apologies, or please accept my apologies, there's this phrase, this typical reply, which is, apologies accepted. Apologies accepted. You are welcome to post your comments here or on the TP forum. Have a nice day.